common law rights and title. And yes, we're talking about real estate wholesaling. So there's a question that came in here, and let's dive right in. It says, help, I am very close to closing a deal. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studio. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about common law rights and title. And yes, we're talking about real estate wholesaling. So there's a question that came in here, and let's dive right in. It says, help, I am very close to closing a deal. So if you're brand new to real estate wholesaling, wholesaling real estate is a marketing strategy. It's basically a real estate investing strategy that's basically about marketing. Okay, it's about finding deeply discounted properties by targeting marketing at distressed homeowners, potential real estate owners that are in distressed situation. The idea is to lock up the properties under contract and then flip the contract, the equitable rights in the contract, for a wholesale fees. So if you want to learn more about that, you can simply just Google wholesaling 101 course. Ola should come right up on Google, right? And then you can learn more about that. But anyway, so this is a free course, wholesaling 101 course, Ola, and it'll come right up. So the question goes, help, I am very close to closing a deal. Congratulations, the clock is ticking before the house goes into foreclosure. All right, so the clock is ticking for the homeowner, not for you. Okay, now if you're not marketing, if you're not filling the pipeline with leads of motivated sellers and or willing and able buyers to buy contract out of your hands, buy right of contract, if you're not doing that, then it's obvious why you feel like the clock is ticking for you, because you're desperate about this one deal and you feel like there's no other options because you don't have a pipeline. Okay, so if you are in a place where you feel like you don't have options, you will also show up desperate to the homeowner, and they can smell it, and basically the deal will still fall apart anyway, right? So the best thing you can do for yourself is to show up into this marketplace with confidence that you can actually solve someone's problem, that you can bring some kind of value to the marketplace, to that homeowner, right? And if you're acting desperate, that's not gonna work well for you. Okay, so the common law wife who does not live in the house anymore refuses to sign the contract. Okay, so the wife does not live in the house, but they refuse to sign the contract. What is common law? So there's some states in the United States that are common law, right? Meaning if you buy a property and you're married to another person, that person is equally the owner of the property. Okay, but it depends on what state you live in. The best people to check that out with is your lawyer to make sure that you don't need a wife to sign the contract, okay? But it's the least of your issues when you are generating motivated sellers and you need to get rid of a property. It's the least of your issues in the beginning of that. The key thing is to see whoever is on the title and have them sign a contract. The details of making the contract perfect will only slow you down, but if there's really, really a need to have the wife sign it, all you have to do is before the closing, on or before the closing, have the wife show up and sign it. That may be in exchange for some kind of consideration. That means money, okay? That means there's a reason why they would want to sell. So there must be some kind of value. If it's a property that's in foreclosure, they were going to lose anyway. So are you risking it that they may not sign still? Yeah, but it's all a risk anyway, you know. And if you're having a pipeline of deals and leads going through your business, then it's really not an issue, right? So I wouldn't really worry about this. I would talk to an attorney and see. And again, I don't talk to an attorney about a property until we have closing. It just doesn't make any sense, because most deals are not gonna close, okay? Most leads are not gonna close. So why would I wanna waste the time of the attorney, waste the time of the homeowner is talking to an attorney about common law if I need a contract before? It just doesn't make sense. And there's a lot of newbie that gets stuck on BS type of stuff like that, as opposed to generating leads. Find more leads, generate more leads, get good at generating leads. What does that mean? Get good at marketing, become a marketing student, have a pipeline, the pipeline mindset. Most people show up in this game with that one deal away mindset. There's nothing wrong with that, but if you're taking that out of context, it's everything wrong with it, because you're gonna get stuck on one deal, and for the most part, I mean, get stuck on one lead, right? For the most part, that lead is not a deal, right? So Just keep that in mind. However, she is not on the house title, only the husband. So like I said, if it's a common law state, it doesn't matter. If she's married legally to that person, you know, from a legal standpoint, she has rights, depending on what state you live in, right? If I don't act quickly, we will all lose. How can you lose something that you don't have already, right? So if it's a lead, it's just a lead, right? Right? Think about it. It's just a lead. It's not a deal yet. You don't have a closing date set. So what are you losing? You're not losing. The only people that are already losing is the homeowner. Again, you'll be showing up with the mindset that you're about to lose. That's lack of confidence. People can smell that, and it's not going to work out well for you if you keep doing that in this game, okay? Is there a way around this? Yes, the way around this is to fill up your pipeline. Go on to the next lead, okay? Get the next lead. Generating traffic for your business, generating leads into that pipeline, and doing that like a machine, right? That's the options that you have here right now. Is there a way around it? No, there's no way around signing up a house illegally, right? No, there's no way. If it's a deal, again, that means there will be money to share. There'll be a reason, there'll be a value for someone to want to sell or close, and then you work with that at that point in time. But for now, sound like you have a lead. One lead. And you're supposed to be generating minimum 5, 10, 20 leads per day. But you're stuck on one lead. See how close you are to a deal? You're too far away. You're thousands of miles away from that one deal, if it's ever a deal, right? So what is common law property state? I already explained that. Common law means if that person is legally married to that, to if they are married legally, then they have the rights. They have what they call the four quadrant rights: right to sell, right to own, right to use, right to destroy, right? It's this law stuff that you don't have to worry about. You're a marketer. You're not a real estate lawyer. You're not an agent. If you're an agent, matter of fact, if all you do is try to master the law of real estate, you're gonna be broke. What you need to master is marketing, how to generate leads into a pipeline and have that going like a machine. That's where, what are the four property rights? I just said it: right to own, right to use, right to sell, right to destroy, right to pass or transfer. You know, BS stuff that will never make you money. That's stuff that makes lawyers money. You focus on generating leads and you'll be fine. If that's something you're interested in mastering, go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and get this book, free PDF, okay? And if you go there right now, I'll give you a Real Estate Money Secret, my other book, for free. And if you prefer Kindle, paperback, or audiobook, it's also available. The options are available there. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one. Peace.